Learn from Craig Coombs' story how redeeming a local area comes at a cost, but it's worth it for meeting real needs in the community.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
Craig Coombe. I'm a CEO of the Multiply Group. We're a private investment company that invests across a number of different sectors. We've got early stage investments through to mature and high growth investments, and across different sectors. So we've got a strong technology investment platform. We invest in water. We believe it's a really critical part of the future. And we've got very strong property capability and developments that we've been involved with in the property sector. I was drawn to this investment space through a long journey, and it really began when I was 13 and committed my life to Christ. And there was just a continual journey that I went on, and it just shows that God has a plan for our lives, and he gives us particular skills and talents, and it's really up to each person to find what those are and how they can apply them. For me, the story was really, I grew up in South Africa, and our church was very prophetic, helped us really to engage with the realities of South Africa in the 1980s, which was at sort of the heart of the apartheid era. And I began to realize the need to actually be in this world and to influence it through whatever means God had kind of equipped us for. And I ended up I did a chartered accounting degree, and really ended up in that business space working for a bank. My father had worked in a bank. He hadn't had any degree or anything like that, so he'd always felt like he was marginalized, and he didn't really particularly enjoy banks. So it was one of the things he said, please son, whatever you do, don't work in a bank. And through a very bizarre set of events, a friend of mine almost forced me into an interview. And I ended up working in a bank, but in private equity. It was a space I didn't even know, didn't even understand. Our family hadn't come from much wealth, and none of us had been had any sort of postgraduate degrees or anything like that. So it was really quite a journey of the unknown, but I just felt like God just took me on that journey, and he gave me exposures to different areas. And having been in that space for 30 years, you just realize that he's known, and he's known the plan the whole time, and he's been just sort of outworking it. So what tends to happen is the risk of being in a business space can become that the environment actually influences you more than you influence the environment. And I suppose there's a conversation that may for other people be the other way, that says, I don't want to get myself dirty. I don't want to be in the space that could corrupt me. And so this is a dilemma that we faced with as Christians who want to be relevant in our environments. And I think for me, I've just always had to remind myself that Jesus went into the places, and he took a lot of flack for arriving with the wrong people in the wrong place. And I'm absolutely convinced that God wants me, and he wants us, to move out of our comfort zones, our comfortable, safe spaces, in faith, and really move into the world in a way that is dynamic. For me, because I love being with people, and I don't have a problem being in those spaces. For me, my main protection has been I've always wanted to do it with friends and with strong Christian influence around me, so that we could be a protection to one another, and we could make sure that we continue being true to what we believe in. A bit like, I suppose, Daniel and his mates, they would have been a strong support for one another. But also just to encourage people that are feeling like it is dangerous out there. It's dangerous to become a politician in the current world that we live in. It's dangerous to be a business person. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of things that can take you off, you know, away from where God wants you to be. But just to encourage you that God created us for these moments and for this time. And you need to be careful, and you need to be vigilant. But it's a beautiful thing when you can get into spaces and just really have the wisdom to balance the law and the principles that God wants with the grace that comes with Jesus Christ. So maybe just to give some context to what it could look like to engage with the world. And again, this is a very broad conversation, and the reason being is because God's called each one of us into our own unique places with our own unique gifts and talents. So the purposes of some of these conversations is not to prescribe a route, but is to ignite your imagination and allow the Holy Spirit to do something deeply within you to understand the seed that He's planted in you that He would like to grow into that massive mustard tree. And maybe a couple of examples of things that I've seen over my journey. And some of them are other people's stories, some of them are specifically linked to maybe my journey. But engagement is really about, as we said, meeting needs. So if I take it as an example, I live in Durban, and we've just found over the last maybe 10 years, really a bit of almost depression creeping into the community around just a gradual degradation in infrastructure, just really a sense that maybe we've got so much more that we could be doing with what God's blessed us with as a space and with the people that He's blessed us with. And so you've found like a bit of negativity coming into the space, and we just felt as a business that we wanted to, we had obviously spent a lot of time motivating people, speaking to people, encouraging people to be part of making their community a redeemed community of really enabling there to be an uptake in the investment into the city and into the region. So we made a decision to invest in a building, which in the context of time was absolutely, people looked at us and thought we were missing a couple of brain cells. But really it was a story of saying, well, we want to put our money where our mouth is. We wanted to actually show our community, and we wanted to show the broader community, Christian and non-Christian, that actually we cared enough that we would take massive financial risk to do something that was maybe going to be a little bit different. And then what we did is we, in that context of the Umhlanga Arch, is we then said, let's just do it with such excellence, and let's create something which would remind people that we are made for more, all of us. And so as we developed it, we just didn't make sacrifices. We just said, no, it's got to be better, not worse. And often when you're building, that's the risk, is you start a project and then you have a big dream and you cut it down and down and down until eventually it's just average. And so it was an amazing journey. It's been a very tough journey because our bond on that property was 800 million when lockdown hits in COVID and in 2020. And it was a real time where we had to lean into God and say, Lord, you've gave us this vision and dream. Will you help us get through on the other side? And we actually had to kind of fight for the value and the principle that we had set more than even the financial returns. We've promised things to people, we've promised things to ourselves, and it was more about integrity and following through. And it's been an incredible journey. There were many times that we came across problems where we thought, look, this problem is not going to go away, and we had to redevelop entire areas of the actual development. We redesigned our retail to enable young entrepreneurs to come into the restaurant industry, as an example, because we were just finding, our research was showing that the restaurateurs in our city at the time were getting older, were tired, and were actually not in a good financial position. So we redeveloped that. It meant taking more risk, but it was exciting because it meant investing in the young entrepreneurs of our city. And they've come through. It's been amazing, and just seeing what's happening. So we had many choices along the way. Some of them would be to, do we just make penthouses on the top floor of the residential block, or do we build something that would be a space for collaboration and cross-cultural engagement and dialogue, but that was designed to be something that could be a place where people from globally could actually meet as well, of such a high standard that it would inspire people to go beyond where they currently are. So there was a big excellence theme in that, and that was how that particular project engaged with our community.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like to hear more conversations on the topic of redemptive business in Africa, visit Ziwani's website at ziwani.com.